We'll call the special meeting to order on Tuesday, June 27th at 5:02 PM. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll call Grandaw here. Hyde.
Here.
Hedwell.
Here.
Cherry.
Here.
Huff.
Here.
Crazy.
Here.
Preble.
Here.
Number four, approval of the agenda.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle. Seconded by Mike. On the favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, information discussion, facilities assessment proposals.
All right, obviously it's kind of open here. This is the whole bulk of the meeting is for discussion. So however you guys want to go about it, I don't plan on leading it.
One of the things I think that we should think about first is pretty much, regardless of whether they tell us we should fix up the old building or build a new building, we're going to have to go to that fund. Because I don't think we're going to have, we are not going to have the general fund money to do what's going to be required at elementary school. So then the next question becomes, do we want to hire one of these companies and do all of it? Or do we want to just start with a facility assessment? Because some of these companies offered a pretty good price for doing all of it.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, the starting price, the up starting through price, referendum.
Up through referendum. Mm-hmm. I know you weren't there. But
I think all the information is in the packets. It's just
I mean, all of them, dividing the way I read them, at least, offer their services, whether they stop at study or whether they go to do whatever we end up doing.
Yes.
Correct. To me, it would be prudent just to do the facilities assessment, see where we're at, and then make a decision, because I think the referendum changes if we fix something.
Yeah. The amount changes.
And, you know, if we're going to put it on this campus or do something different, then, I mean, there's a lot more to it, I think.
Absolutely.
So just saying, I don't think we get any benefit from telling whoever we pick. We're going to go to referendum.
The only thing that I think I would like to consider is every one of them first had the community like engagement and study before the facilities study.
Yep.
We skipped that step.
Yep.
So I think.
Well, I don't.
A lot of them did. Not every one of them.
No, but I think it will be together. I think the facility assessment. They'll also do some of the community engagement to come with their recommendations to say what you know, let's listen to the community and part of it. Like, they're going to go through
because if they're going to go out in the community, you know, and if 70% of them say, well, that place is a dump, we want a new building, they're going to come back with that. Or if 70% of them say, hey, I don't want to spend any money on this anymore, they're going to come back with that with the facility study.
Right. So the facility study, exactly. Like, the facility study, like, all of them are going to go through and they're going to see and look at the facility, but to make that recommendation on where we go or just proposals are, here's if you fix it up, here's if you do something new, I think they're going to incorporate that, you know, they're not so far as the surveys, the school perception stuff that they talked about. I think that comes after the study, but just engaging and having kind of town hall meetings and open discussion with community members and businesses and all of that, I think will be during that facility assessment process. So I don't know that skipping it, but certainly I think if we would have gone to a company first and said, what should we do? They would say, do this all together, you know, do it all in all that. But I think one thing in talking with other superintendents that have worked with companies who have been through this, I definitely see just having the understanding that even if we do the facility assessment, they do some community, you know, outreach and come up with a plan or a couple of options for us, I think it's prudent for us to create a relationship with a company that we're comfortable going back to rather than having a facility assessment and then saying we're going to start completely over and find who we want to go with. Like, and not that we can't, because maybe with the facility assessment we find that we don't it didn't go well, or we didn't like how, you know, how they did things or something, but it becomes, in the words of other superintendents, it becomes a marriage. It becomes a very close relationship that you form. So making sure, or like, that's why this decision is somewhat, it is very important, but it's prudent to form that relationship, get that started with this. And again, you're not held to, we're not held to, you know, going forward with a referendum with that company, but it probably would be a good idea as long as it goes well.
Just the main thing when we do sign a contract.
Yeah.
We do have our attorney ensure that we're not signing something
that binds us to
right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed. Yep.
And I could pick a couple of these places out of here that are going to give us a contract that says, you know.
Yep.
You know, we're going to be here till the end.
Yep, and you're going to pay us for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So
you know some of these people, obviously.
Well, I know some of the companies that include.
Yeah.
You okay.
I worked with them for them.
Mm-hmm. Been the contractor under them. And, yeah. Okay.
That's why, you know, I value your opinion.
I agree.
So like I said, you've been in the business.
But there's some unique ones that I never worked with that have some concepts that maybe, I mean, I do have some thoughts, but I mean, the zero for the facility study is actually a unique concept. Not my caution with that one would be there is no percentage fee rate scheduled in here.
And so what is that?
What is that?
Because it's going to be.
Is it from 5 to 7%, which is kind of a norm? Or is it going to be 15%?
Right, because they're starting behind. They're not getting something up front.
They want to catch up. My initial thought is, and I don't know how much work you did, maybe contracting references or something, is to maybe get down to two or three choices, then make sure we contract the references that they give us, make sure we ask for a comparative fee schedule that we can look at and then make a more informed decision. And again, I think once you select that somebody, you are kind of making that commitment unless they really pull it.
Right,
but
yep.
Make sure that initial contract doesn't bind us all the way through as well.
So on that note,
yeah, I don't.
So my first question is: did any of them not meet the requirements or follow the instructions? I mean, I reread the RFP and I read through their proposals. I didn't catch anything.
I didn't catch it either.
You didn't do it, but I mean, you're a little closer to it.
Yep.
The RFP was very generic. I didn't see any steps.
I think they gave us what we asked for.
So, I mean, because that would just eliminate right off the top right there.
Yep. Keep going.
No. So then, we,
sorry, you're on a great train.
So,
I don't want to stop it.
I mean, again, to me, the ones that kind of stood out were this performance one with the 0% in it.
PSI.
I don't know them. But it is a unique concept, and it sounds like they're fairly well-structured.
I just have one question. Do you read the paper?
Do I read the paper?
That's the Peshtigo one. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the Peshtigo one was with Kim and
No,
it had been. So it's interesting in their their references and what they put on there, because they like to claim who they worked with, and they're not lying. They worked with Peshtigo. Hoffman did work with Peshtigo in the past.
But no, Performance got it through, didn't they?
Yes, Performance got it through the second time through, but what the current state is an issue.
They're having trouble.
I don't, what I know of the situation, I don't know that it's a PSI issue. I think it's the issues that have come up are just unfortunate issues that have come up, but I can see that maybe there were some communication to the public. There's a misconception by the public on a tax issue, on a
but that was Performance that
it's currently the Peshtigo is currently working with. Their referendum that passed in November for a remodel is with PSI. They are currently still working with them.
And that's where everybody thought they had a different markup.
There was a different, there were different numbers they stated.
And again, I don't, from my understanding, sitting and talking with that superintendent and other superintendents, the issue isn't that they misrepresented themselves. I think there were some missteps in the communication. I don't know that it was communicated enough.
I thought some of it was the assessment and the taxes went up. Not so much based off of this, but
yes.
Now remember,
but that wasn't
that's a big tax revenue that just took them up that
yep.
city.
Yes, absolutely. So
all this money's got to come from somewhere.
So the PSI and the school district said that based on if they pass this referendum, your taxes will go up 20, 30, whatever number it was per $100,000 house. Well, they got their tax bills, and it was way higher than that. The whole town had been reassessed, and we all know property values are higher. So their taxes went up way more than just what the referendum effect was. But the public perception is the only thing that changed is this referendum, and you misrepresented that. So, again, what I anticipate is that maybe it could have been communicated better or more extensively. And keep in mind, you got reassessed and property values are up, you know, in some of those things. And then there's a land dispute issue with the city on where their parking lot is and where they're going to be building. Again, that's not anything that has to do with PSI. It's that this parking lot is owned by the city and has been used by the school district.
So the new superintendent wanted to...
He's worked with PSI. He's happy with PSI. He likes them. They're just that the whole project in Peshtigo is
the only thing that
public relations nightmare. I think
I
right now.
Myself on with them is, I mean, zero, and that's why I even asked the question. And
yep.
David, they're not in this to not make money.
Yep.
So
absolutely,
there has to be.
But you also have to look at the ripple effects, right? Because Peshtigo is not very far away.
Yep.
All of our constituents
are going to see that.
It's all in the Peshtigo Times.
Yeah. The girl
they're
paper.
Not going to have the explanation that we just got from Kelly, right?
No, I don't disagree. Yeah. But, I mean, that was a unique...
It is a unique and very
thought.
Different than the others.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. I said the only one that, you know, kind of impressed me, not knowing architects, to, you know, work for a town, they built town hall and all that sort of stuff. That gray was... I thought... I kind of like that.
Gray was my number one.
Yeah, I agree. Hoffman, that performance.
And Hoffman was the one. He came up with the spreadsheet on what's going to cost. You know, what's going to cost to fix this building, what's going to cost to do this. And I like that part of his part. But that Bray kind of impressed me as far as his business.
Yeah.
I don't
and I and I had Somerville.
I kind of like them too.
And they're an old traditional company, and I mean, from my working with them, they were again they were working for a school district. I was a contractor, but they were very honest in the way they to me. And they were, you know, they treated the. Obviously, representing the school district, they wanted to make sure they got what they were paying for, but yet they treated contractors. Clearly, I mean, follow your contracts, but nothing over and above that.
But they really didn't talk about going to referendum or nothing. They just kind of let it stop right at the building.
They gave us what we asked for in our RFP on our facilities study.
Yeah. But in
the big packet, it does. He didn't take it in his presentation.
No, but 5 minutes didn't give him very, or 10 minutes didn't give him a long
Nexus
time.
Nexus stood out to me only because of the CISA vendor of choice comment that they had. Did anybody look at that?
I didn't. But who was that? Was that Nexus? Yeah. Nexus.
I think that growth kind of overpriced itself.
Yeah,
I don't really understand that.
Growth
even.
Can take. I didn't like.
Well, I didn't under. I mean, I know they part with Myron. Myron is a big company, and they do. I think they do a lot of construction work.
Mm-hmm.
But then that you would typically try to see that number be lower if that was a philosophy. So I don't know where it's going to be 95 compared to all the rest of them. A lot. The CISA vendor of choice thing kind of stood out with Nexus for me. Performance, I just have is unique, and I never saw that. You know, the no change order thing. Again, that's that's almost unheard of. You know, there's never not a change order on a project of any size. So they have to build in contingencies. You know, are those contingencies ours to manage, which would be typical, or which would be more beneficial for the school district if it was managed by Tom and nothing got changed unless, you know, it went to Tom and ended up getting approved by you type of thing. So there's a layer of things.
But that's the one that she used the change order. It wasn't a change order to change the school.
Right, but that's what bothers me is it's very unusual not to have a change order in the, so they're covering that somehow. I mean, there is a mechanism in there because they're going to get change orders for somebody. So either their fee is high enough to cover that, or
so which one are we talking about?
Yes.
So are we gonna as we're talking about these, are we gonna take them off or leave them in the pile?
Sure. I'd like to leave Somerville in the pile to start with.
Okay.
Excel. You know, we talked about cap reimbursements and project values. I don't know. You know, they're at 14.5, a little higher than the rest of them.
Doesn't that 14.5 go all the way through up here?
They're all just kind of run together in my head, honestly, without looking at it on paper.
I thought it was.
Excel's the one where she was the one talking.
Yeah, because it's community engagement and communication strategy, facility studies, staff and community input, referendum campaign, and graphic design is all included. So that is.
You know, she's the one that had the picture all over. It's kind of cool.
I kind of like our Wolverine.
I
like that they went outside the box and did that. I feel like it was a little bit of a step back to the Wolverine backers, Wolverine.
And it was odd to start out with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first things they said.
Well, I didn't get there.
Might be interesting to know that that company of one other in the
U.S. Yes.
Excel.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Nexus. I had phone calls from a decent amount and emails from a decent amount with specific questions, but the two that came here were Excel.
So actually saw the buildings.
Yep.
And
I mean, there's pictures, which a lot of them pulled from Facebook, they have some pictures that they took, the entryway and stuff.
I guess if we're just going to go through and kind of characterize them, you know, we have Somerville and Excel.
Yep.
We have Grove, which I believe, again, based on the cost and the way they're read, I don't know where that number came from, so I don't think that we should keep that in the pile.
Are you keeping Excel in the pile?
For the moment.
Yeah.
For a moment.
Okay. So Groth out.
Yep.
I would assume so. Okay. If everybody's agreeable to that, again,
I'm okay with that.
And then Nexus, I guess I'd like to keep in for the time being, just because, again, that seems a vendor choice, if that's true, and if we have a performance, again, I think they're unique, so, I mean, we got to pare it down. Hoffman, I know some of you said that, you know, you like their presentation, but they're known for their kind of school and referendum push type of thing, so,
can I ask what you mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, just reaching for the stars kind of thing? Is that what you're saying? Like, it's just a big...
Are they looking for a $30 million project?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, to me, again, you know, that I think if we chose them, we might as well just say we're going to build them or something, because that's what we're at, in my mind. That's my opinion, but again, if there's other reasons or somebody wants to keep them right now, we should just leave them.
We got
to
start taking some.
Taking some out. You know, and then we have Ray. Again, a good traditional architect firm. They are a little higher than Somerville, but both of them are kind of that traditional architect.
Ray, thank you.
And so is Grove, but again, Grove is kind of crazy.
But here's the one thing I don't want us to do, I don't want us to be limited by cost.
Oh, no, I don't either. But, I mean, I'm just kind of throwing all
So, I think we have to pick the people that we're, that Kelly and Tom are going to be the most comfortable with.
Or whoever in the future is going to, because this could be 2 or 3 years from now that
it's going to be,
comes to fruition.
Absolutely.
And I'm not saying Kelly and Tom won't be here, but one of my...
I mean, my performance evaluation is next month, Gary. What are you trying to hint at here?
When it wasn't about Kelly, it was more about how long is, what's Tom's...
I told him his next contract is 7 years, so...
Not only his recommendation, but your career outlook. I mean, are you going to be here for 5 more years?
I'm going to be 6.
Okay. So, I mean, it's a consideration.
But if you look at the Bray one, we could actually, with Bray, I'm pretty sure they're the ones who said that by the middle of October, they could have the whole study done, the community engagement done, the recommendation done, and we could be to referendum by April.
Yep.
Okay.
But that's aggressive.
But to me, if we're looking at fiscal responsibility, right, the quicker we can make a decision and go in that direction, the less money we're going to waste.
Well, we know
because
a roof on the elementary.
Yeah. We know we're going to limp by with the roof.
We have to do that.
Well, I mean...
We do.
How long can we patch and get by without doing whole roof?
Oh, we can do it forever.
We can do, it's actually getting to the point where it's deteriorating, so even patching isn't working. That's what it meant. So I would say another couple of years, maybe.
So that's my point, right? Is if we can get by for 2 years, but get to referendum in April or November of next year, we could be potentially... We could potentially be starting construction in early 2025.
But the main thing is I don't want these guys to come in and look at a $35 million building. That's the thing.
I don't think they will, because they do, part of what they do with the community engagement is they gauge how much the community will support.
Right, and I'm not ready to say, well, that building over there is shot. I know there's need to be fixed.
Well, I actually think there's aspects of that building that need to be saved somehow in order to get the facility itself more usable. Like the gym, and I mean, it's a big one.
You know, am I saying that 4-story building needs to be there? You could tear it down and do whatever.
Well, and I think some of that.
But I don't want these guys focused on the big picture.
No, I think part of that comes in the relationship and talking to them and saying like, we want some options, and one of them needs to be to say, you know, to use what's there. Obviously, remodel and maybe take down some pieces and whatever, but I think that comes with the conversation when we get started here. Like, when your final report, when you come to us with, I want 2, 3, 4, 5, listen to the community, but I want options, because yes, you're going to get community discussion, but that school perceptions that they talked about, that's the one that really goes in, and from talking with Doug Clomas and Coleman said, I mean, they tell you, your community will support this amount. You need to come in with a referendum that's under this amount. And he said, when he first did his stuff there, he was looking at $20,000.
$20 million.
Thank you. $20 million. And from the school perceptions, they worked with Bray. School perception said, your community will support 14. Pare it down, get it down to 14, and it was 13.8, and they passed it. You know, I mean, they will give that. So when
and Bray and Somerville again, I think they're very honest, and I mean
small communities.
That's what I was wondering, is that
they understand. I think out of all of them, I felt like they understand our type of community the best. Those two.
And then we have Performance and Nexus and Excel, which are kind of a hybrid type of thing that I really haven't been around. So, but it's interesting.
The main thing is I want to see numbers. You know, that's how you're going to base your decisions on, is numbers. Is it going to cost us $20 million if it's out of the building.
Yeah, and that that's what's going to come with that final report. And again, I think that in that developing that relationship by, you know, going with a company for the facility assessment, where we say right away, when you come with recommendations, I want, you know, however many, and one of them at least better include, you know, keeping, something where on that site, keeping, you know, all or part of that, and revamping, making it functional and all that. But I think that comes
right
in that relationship.
We're saying it's case six, right?
It is case
six.
It's case six. Currently, it is case six.
I mean, so, I mean, that's actually a different building design than even K-8.
Yep. Well, and I think that's part of, it's with that facility assessment, I think will come, you know, part of that, like, what is their suggestion? We move the 7th and 8th grade over here, it's working, we're fine. You know, what would they suggest? What does the community say? You know, do they want it back with a K-8 or 4K-8 building, you know,
but
to
I
give
mean,
the space back here?
Conversation with the
yes, right, yes.
So if I'm kind of following my logic, we're down to five at that right now, and it's Somerville, Gray, Performance, Nexus, and Excel. And I really think we should maybe, again, look at...
Just for the negative press, I would like to take PSI off the table.
Yeah,
I think I think their negative press is going to hurt us when parents people find out what's happening in Peshco, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent.
Yeah. Like, which is a shame because I'd like to see that.
Because no matter, the bad press gets out there, and that's what everybody remembers. Mm-hmm. They don't remember any reasoning or answers.
They're blaming this company.
Yeah.
For what happened.
So now we're down to four.
Yeah,
good. That's what I have. I was like, wait, am I missing one? Yeah, I got four.
Somerville, Gray, and Bray are, I mean, if either one of those.
I think those are my top two.
Now, Nexus is, again, unique only because of this piece of vendor choice, and I guess I'd like to leave them in. Until somebody contacts Lisa and finds out exactly.
Well, what it is, and I'm looking at this a little bit here, so it's CISA, too, has a CISA purchasing group. Mm-hmm. And so you can purchase some services through that purchasing group. And so it's that.
Do we have that? Does that CISA purchasing help us in any way?
Yes, we use it for something.
But, I mean, would it help us in any way in the cost of anything we're doing now?
No.
And really, if you look at, like, the schools they've worked with, there's really
nothing
up there. Is the only one our size.
Yeah. Nope.
O'Connell Falls is the closest, and they're bigger.
A lot bigger.
A lot bigger.
And then you have Excel, again, like,
is Excel the girl and the guy?
Yeah.
Excel seemed to have a better handle on the smaller schools from meeting with them.
So if we look at this and everybody's philosophy is that Nexus is kind of, I mean, a bigger school type of thing than we put them aside, then we're down to Bray and Somerville and Excel. And I think if we would stay there at the moment and let
Kelly
talk to the references that they give and ask all of them for a proposal if we go to referendum. And if they don't give it to us, that would be a red flag to me. But and some of them might even have it in here, I guess. I'm not sure which ones.
Well, Somerville just only has facilities. Bray has all the way through referendum for, but they have it broken out, I believe. They have it broken out. Referendum support is $4,000. Extra, so it's 13.5. If we go all the way through, and then their percentage for implementation.
Do they have that?
They do. On like the second to the last page.
The break.
Yeah, break.
And that's. I mean that.
Yeah.
7% is pretty normal.
Yeah, that's all. And does Excel have theirs?
Yes, they have their percentages in here.
And they're. 5 to 7%.
Yeah. Pretty much the same.
And it's almost exactly the same price, and that's through referendum. They're $1,000 more.
And again, that's all, anything out of the 39 is
yeah. is a gift.
It's so, all a different.
Yeah.
So the truth is, like, or the, I guess, is the, what you're saying, do you want to pick these three and have Kelly and Tom follow references and then they pick? Because it's under Kelly's budget. It's under her limit.
Oh, like, I don't have an issue with that whatsoever.
She can, her and Tom can pick which one of these three that they would like to work with.
And as long as we stay within their budget range at this point, which is, I think, yep. what we want to do.
Which is right. 25,000.
Right.
But yep. I mean, which is, I think, what we want to do. That way, contractually, we can't go past that.
No, yep. no.
Right. Exactly. So. Right.
And any
right.
contract that we get, I'm assuming we're going to run by our attorney.
Absolutely. Okay. With that, I mean, I think when Tom and I make a decision, if that's the route you guys decide to go, when Tom and I make a decision and contact the companies about, you know, obviously a lot of them have it in there all the way through referendum services where we're saying, you know, right now we're looking at the facility assessment. When you bring your report.
And building a relationship. With
and building a relationship. Using. Yep.
So
yep.
then you're going to have to ask.
But basically, I'm saying we're building this relationship. You know, we want the facility assessment, obviously. And, you know, and I'll ask them about timeline and when they're going to make a presentation to the board on that facility assessment, assuming that we'll not only the assessment, but probably come with some at least rough suggestions on, you know, where they see it going. I mean, I don't expect them to have models of, you know, anything like that. Like, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page of what that expectation is when it does come back here. It's the facility assessment. They're going to present that, what issues they found.
And a narrative of the options that they perceive for our district.
Yep, yep.
You know, whether that be a new building on a new piece of property, a new building on an existing piece of property, renovation of the old building, mm-hmm. Partial renovation of the old building, partial new. I mean, because mm-hmm. all of that really makes a difference in logistically how we're going to end up running school, too. And
well, 100%.
Absolutely.
Because if we're renovating that school, timing is everything.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, then it might be phased.
Yep.
So you're open for school.
But we still end up with a 100-year-old building.
Well, I mean, but it could include
demo.
Dozing the 3-story building and then doing a different addition there and having to, you know, reassign those areas somewhere else in the building while the new part is being built.
But,
I mean, that's
we did Marinette High School, I believe it was. And, you know, we covered up pretty much the old building, but structurally it was solid. Mm-hmm. So what you're saving is this superstructure, basically. In the end, it doesn't look like a 100-year-old building anymore because there's a new facade and everything. But you
still
didn't
have
the cost of
don't
a...
Don't you still have the structure of the 100-year-old building
but
internally?
But that gets looked at by structural engineers that say, hey, yeah, this is really structurally solid, or no, this is kind of cool because it's starting to build.
And will that
a lot
facility
of
100-year-old
buildings
that?
Were... Built
yeah,
other
I think
wires.
Yeah, and that's what I would say too. Is
you know,
not,
but they're gonna know that.
Yeah,
they're gonna tell us,
and they're gonna make the suggestions because they do, and they can. You know, I've seen renovations of old school buildings that make them look that you wouldn't even know.
Wouldn't
I mean,
know.
Coleman's, and I'm sure it's not quite as old, but if you've been in there, you wouldn't, there are parts of it that you wouldn't even recognize as their old building.
The bigger,
how they did.
The bigger concern for that old building is ADA and getting it up to code. To me, you know, I know that they can do it, but you're adding on to it to do it. If you put ramps in or put elevators in or put whatever the case may be, and there's not room in the footprint to do
right.
And one of the presenters had said that there's no rules coming up for ADA after the first of the year. I would like to know if you renovate. You've got to change then. Is that the whole school you have to change once you start tearing into it?
No.
Yeah. Whether you leave it stand?
Well, the only way you can get away with it is to leave it stand. But, I mean, once you start renovation.
You can do anything.
And quite honestly, in I know we're a small town, and all, but like it's not in our best interest to leave it not accessible. For parents, for students. I mean, we have students and parents and everyone of varying abilities.
But that potential footprint, if the building was raised, that part of the building leaves kind of, to me, the gymnasium stuff, which, you know, and maybe the back end of the gymnasium can go out with the old stages, and maybe the stage could come back as a useful other stage.
But depending on
what you do with that other footprint, then, I mean,
There's potential there, and even if you look at the outside of the building, I know some of them. I think it was Nexus had some pictures of that, like where the old auto shop is, and then that weird roof line back there. Is that the office thing, the maintenance office? What is it? Okay, the old, like all that, like you know, that leaves a lot of room to get rid of that and almost build around the building. You know, create a bigger footprint.
Which is where you would do ramps and things like
Absolutely. But you could add on. So like even if you use just the footprint of the 3-story and knock it to 1 or 2 stories, but then you'd have room to add on. You know, to that footprint, whether it's classrooms, the accessibility things. I mean, there's room there. It just, I think.
They
have
job.
To get creative. Yeah, I mean, I am not a think outside the box kind of person. I'm pretty straightforward.
I mean,
yes.
And I really don't have any concerns about them having architects that are capable of helping those down.
I have already spoken with Doug Plomas, who worked with Ray. He was very happy with them. I would call other ones because I've talked to him actually extensively about them. Doug told me that Corey Lambie was very happy with Somerville, but I would talk to him individually. I haven't had a conversation with him. So I know those two. I will not have an issue, obviously, getting, but I will talk to someone else about
where
he's
going. And then it comes down to how you guys feel about whoever you're going to be like I said, in my mind, whatever choice you make is out of the group that we're looking at, it's probably.
And I guess my question for Kelly and Tom, are you comfortable choosing, or do you want to bring it to the board and just bring your recommendation and the board say, go ahead? Are you more comfortable?
I guess like a consensus at least.
I think our consensus is one of these three.
Right.
Is good.
And they're okay
these
with.
These three were my top choices.
Yeah.
Are you comfortable just.
I think between Tom and I think we'll.
I don't
want to
put you in a spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I also think that, you know, again, if we're looking at like small schools, they say they're small schools, but they haven't really done a lot. They haven't done a lot of small schools.
No, bigger ones that are good.
Yeah, there's a lot of big ones.
Even
Amaro's
big.
But, on the same token, Bray and Somerville did a lot of big schools.
Yes, they did. Yep.
Right. But when you have one that has just done Coleman, you know, like, now you're talking to people who talk our language.
But they've done 100,000 small schools too. I mean, their capabilities are
vast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other consideration is probably going to be location, right? And what they charge for travel.
As somebody said, you know, it's negotiable. It's negotiable with all of them. But I mean, that would be a question. You know, Somerville got a Green Bay, Bray got a Green Bay, I believe. I don't know
where is Excel from?
Fond du Lac.
Bray is Sheboygan.
Yeah, so that's a little bit farther. But.
I don't know Bray, I don't know.
I just looked at the inside the front cover.
That might be the main one.
I don't know. That's just what it says at the bottom.
Sheboygan.
Not to exceed Kelly's limit. Oh, right. No, for reimbursable.
Not to exceed.
Okay. I think the main office is in Sheboygan.
Huh?
Well, probably, yes.
I think the main office is in Sheboygan.
Reimbursable is not to
exceed. Gave us a not to exceed number.
Well, yeah. See, they don't charge for travel.
Right.
They don't charge for travel.
But that discussion should be at least brought up with all of them.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Are you? So we're all comfortable letting them decide between these three.
And then, obviously, at the July main meeting, I will come with just in my report talk about who we decided. You know how you know.
That do you want them? Do you want to just do the facility study, or do you want them to get through the referendum?
Facility to decide.
Because
yeah.
You're going to need a different price for yourself.
Okay.
If they have it all included.
Well, they probably will charge that, honestly, because from what when we first started talking about it, it was if it's going all the way through, we charge a little bit less. You know, we charge less. But if you're just getting a facility assessment, it, you know, is going to be more. So if I tell them, which is, I think it's good because it gives you a little bit of a taste of that relationship with the option to still get out and use someone else if it doesn't go well. But if I just say, you know, we're just doing that facility assessment, that's what they quoted us for. Yes, they will do the rest of the work under that if we choose to move forward.
Yeah.
But whoever we decide on and I contact, then we'll just say, you know, right now we're looking at the facility assessment and the presentation with, you know, some feedback on options, just rough, you know, ideas of your suggestions based on the facility assessment and community outreach. That you guys do, and then we want that presented to the board.
That's a
30,000 foot number. Yep. Yeah, some ranges of, you know, exactly, and bring that, and obviously the sooner the better. You know, we want that, you know, not rushed through, but you know, when we're ready, we're looking at making next steps. So
yeah, we don't want to take.
We don't want it to take a year.
Yeah,
none of these funds, I don't believe, are going to do that either.
I agree.
They would like to get something on the books.
Well, but one of them, I can't remember which one, said 12 to 18 months for the beginning part. And I almost choked. Because it's like,
we don't have that much time.
Not if we're going to be fiscally responsible, I don't think.
Well, no, but you still want them to do the best they can do.
Quality work.
You know, if it takes, I think that's what they, if it takes so long, you know. But
because, again, just no matter how fast they go, our next, and we decide whatever it is that we're going to do, then we have to logistically think, why am
I? Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yes. There's a lot of steps along the way to get it to be
successful. We have to have 70 days notice.
You don't want to, you know.
Yeah, but I want a lot more than 70 days notice.
No, yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, 2025 is a possibility. 2026 might be more viable. And if we have to do it in phases, depending on however this goes, I mean, it could be.
Are you talking about for the actual building?
For the actual renovation or whatever. If we do a new building, can't imagine we'd be doing it in phases.
I agree.
That would be costly.
Right. Yeah. So, Gary, you're good with whatever motion you're doing?
Sure.
There isn't. Yes, oh, way at the bottom. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that's up to you. You can definitely make the motion, but because you're kind of deferring it and having us make the decision, and it's under the threshold, you could just not.
Could you not?
It's up to you. I mean, how you do it.
You can just make the motion.
You can make
that we're going to have, you know, defer it to
we
Kelly.
We pick the top three.
I mean, I know how to make the motion.
Okay.
If that's what needs to be
done.
If we don't need to do it, I'm fine with that too.
Probably best if we cover.
Go for it. Yeah, do just, it and then just have it.
Okay, Adam, scheduled for action appointments.
In your packets is the information on Natalie Schrader, or Schroeder, depending on how she pronounces it, is recommended for approval as a kindergarten teacher.
I make the motion. Motion by Chris. Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. B, 2022-2023 budget revisions.
We had the discussion on the budget revisions at the meeting. Sarah wants them board approved. The auditors like to see that. So I have that on here just to the approval. I do have some information about your questions on that, on how much of that was from buildings and grounds. It actually was a majority of it. So we went, it was $476,577 of it was from the maintenance department, and then only $39,509 was from bringing those
systems.
A bulk of it was the boiler replacement and the boiler replacement engineering, the tractor, obviously, the elementary chimney teardown. Those were the items that were the bigger ones. So just that was a question, I know. So anyway, just asking for the actual approval on that, those budget revisions that Sarah presented last at the meeting last week.
I'll make a motion to accept the 2022-2023 budget revisions.
Motion by that. Second by Kate. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Facilities assessment proposal.
I'll make a motion that task our superintendent and her team with moving forward. To question the three choices that we've given them and make a decision on which one they'd like to move forward with the facility assessment.
Motion by Gary.
Second.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Second.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.